Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about hope or expectation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Expectation is a mercy for my community. It is a rahmat or a mercy for my community. Without expectation, no mother would nurse her child, nor would anyone plant a tree." If people didn't have hope that their actions would bear fruit, that they wouldn't have good results, and the results that we, and the effects that we expect from the action would not emanate from them, we would never perform any good deed. We would never do anything, right? So expectation is a type of mercy, and it is a type of rahmat for us. In a similar way, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "Expectation is an amiable companion." Expectation is something good. If we didn't have any hope, and you know, we didn't have any expectation, we wouldn't do anything. It's also been transmitted in the book Tanbih al-Khawatir that while Jesus, the son of Mary, was sitting, he saw a man working the land, toiling in the land with a shovel. Jesus, alayhi salam, said, "O Allah, take his expectation away from him." The Prophet, Jesus, he wanted to see what this person, what would happen if Allah took away hope from this person. The man put, Allah did this. The man, he put his shovel on the ground and he rested on the ground for an hour. Then Jesus alayhi salam said, "O Allah, give him back his expectation." The man stood up and he returned to work. Right? So this shows us that one of the reasons why we work is because we have hope that the work will bear fruit. If we didn't, then we would never do so. Right? So expectations is something good. Even though in a lot of hadith, you know, we have been warned about having, you know, high hopes and having, unreasonable expectations. These are bad. But in and of itself, expectations are good. Example of the latter is the following hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A man who expects to be alive tomorrow is a man who expects to be alive forever." And the Imam also said, Imam Ali also said, "There is no end to expectation." And he said, "Expectations never cease." Right? And he said, "Guard yourself against false expectations. For many a person who begins the day does not live to see its end." Don't have too many high hopes and unreasonable expectations, right? Because, you know, you might die and you might not be able to, see your the effects that you expect and you hope for ever bearing fruit. And he said, "And many a one is envied at the beginning of the night while his mourners have assembled by the end of it." So this is something we need to be careful about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at expectation as a mercy from God in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد